Petition for Michael Moore, M-O-O-R-E, June 1661. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, 956-4105, and Dr. Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A, 837-9307. Dear colleagues, a consultation for Mr. Moore, who has developed chronic kidney disease over the last 1 year. He sees Dr. Kreposman for hypertrophic cardiomyopathy with family history, mother affected. He has an AICD for ventricular tachycardia. Back in December, atrial fibrillation on Xarelto underwent radioablation of the pulmonary veins. Successful. Few days later, however, presented with difficulty breathing, was treated for congestive heart failure with 20-pound diuresis and findings of pulmonary emboli localized to the right lower lobe, small volume affected. He is doing a salt restricted diet, has not been restricted fluid intake, present weight at 229, good appetite, denies any vomiting dysphagia, denies diarrhea bleeding, no changes in urination, minor nocturia one time, close to 4-5 in the morning, no infection, cloudiness of blood or foaminess, presently no edema, no claudication symptoms, no discolor of the toes, no numbness, tingling, burning, denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents, denies chest pain palpitations or firing of AICD. This device apparently already there for 20, 25 years. He denies any skin rash, no bruises, no bleeding, nose gums, no headaches, no changes on hearing or eyesight. There has been prior bunion but no recurrence, and he avoids anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, the past medical history for hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, the prior ventricular tachycardia, the AICD device, the recent atrial fibrillation, patient is anticoagulated, recent CHF with preserved ejection fraction. Pulmonary embolism, post-procedure for ablation pulmonary vein. Prior bunion surgery, there is diagnosis of diabetes, but has not started treatment yet. Is not aware of diabetic retinopathy or peripheral neuropathy, and apparently there is no protein in the urine. He has hyperlipidemia, but he has not tolerated the use of statins. Excuse me. He has hyperlipidemia. In the past, did not tolerate a high dose of statins, presently on pravastatin. Is not aware of the vein thrombosis, no TAS stroke or seizures, no chronic liver disease. Question, kidney stone. But He was never isolated. No procedures were done, never detected on imaging. It was an episode of flank pain without any hematuria or associated urinary symptoms. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph. Denied smoking, very rarely alcohol, probably beer once a month. Next paragraph, present medications include metoprolol, fenofibrate, prilosec, aspirin, pravastatin, Eliquis, Lasix, which he only takes probably one dose every 4 weeks, has not started yet, Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, and no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, procedures include the AICD, the pulmonary vein ablation, prior Banyan surgery. Next paragraph, reduced system positive for carpal tunnel, but is not bothering him right now. Next paragraph, family history, mother affected by hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. He's the only child. He has two kids, a son, age 31, a daughter, age 36, who follows with Dr. Kreposhman. Next paragraph on physical exam. He's 229 pounds, 67 inches tall. Blood pressure on the left, 110 over 70. On the right, 122 over 80. On the right side, the standing went up to 140 over 90, 132.86, and 144.96. Alert of the intestine 3, no respiratory distress. Overweight, normal eye movements, normal speech, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, no mucosal abnormalities, no gross palpable thyroid or lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruise JVD, lungs are clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, a device on the left upper chest, appears regular, no pericardial wrap, I don't hear significant murmurs, obesity of the abdomen, but no ascites, tenderness, masses, or gross enlargement, liver, spleen, no peripheral edema, no evidence of focal motor deficits. Next paragraph. Chemistries. Up to 2021, creatinine was normal, around 1.1. 2020, 1.1, 2019, between 1.2 and 1.3. May last year went to 1.6, June 1.6, December 1.5. In the hospital, after all those complications, 1.6, 1.8, 1.9, excuse me, 1.8, April 1.9, and June 1.8. Sodium, potassium, acid base is normal. Calcium, albumin, normal. Liver function test not elevated. If this will be a steady state, GFR 42, stage 3B. There has been negative urine analysis for blood protein cells, negative albumin, as well as protein creatinine ratio. His most recent A1C 6.5, he has not started treatment yet. Cholesterol less than 200, high triglycerides 162, low HDL at 23. LDL elevated at 146. There is normal hemoglobins, white blood cell and platelets, normal phosphorus, the CT scan back in December, a low volume, right lower lobe pulmonary emboli. There was evidence for pulmonary edema, minor pleural effusions, non-specific lymph nodes, and there is an echocardiogram from December at the time of pulmonary emboli and CHF. Ejection fraction was preserved, 55%, grade 3 diastolic dysfunction, mild enlargement of right ventricle with decreased systolic function, severe pulmonary hypertension with reported estimated pressure at around 80. They did not report any major valve abnormalities. A prior echocardiogram the pulmonary pressure was significantly less than the present level. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, which appears to be progressive. No activity in the urine for blood protein or cells to suggest glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis. Diabetes is a new finding, and the hallmark of diabetic nephropathy is proteinuria that the patient does not have. I believe his changes are more related to his underlying heart abnormalities, including the hypertrophic cardiomyopathy and the recent documented severe pulmonary hypertension. I want to mention that this, however, was at the time of decompensation with pulmonary emboli and CHF. I would like to update a new echocardiogram. We will request Dr. Postman if he's able to do it. This is a change from what he was previously. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy. There has been no abnormalities for anemia, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, or phosphorus. He requires intermittently doses of diuretics. I have no objection for him to use Farxiga for diabetes and the added benefit of heart and kidneys. His GFR is better than 30. We will monitor, however, that do not cause aggressive dehydration. We will check new chemistries, potassium, creatinine, a few days after starting Farxiga. He is aware of side effects, including urinary tract infection, soft tissue infection of the genital area, and others. He will avoid anti-inflammatory agents. We will follow this over time. All questions answered. End of dictation.